My name is Jesse, and tonight Sean, Kelly, Felicia, and I would like to share some important information regarding alcohol abuse, specifically drunk driving, binge drinking, underage drinking, and drunkorexia. Alcohol abuse is a disorder based on the dependence of alcohol, repeated excessive use of alcohol beverages, and the development of withdrawal systems on reducing or ceasing intake, morbidity that may include cirrhosis of the liver and decreased ability to function socially and vocationally. First, Sean will talk about binge drinking.
Thanks, Jesse. Binge drinking is the consumption of alcohol to become very drunk over a short amount of time or consuming a steady amount of alcohol over a longer period of time.
What are some consequences of that?
People who binge drink have the highest chance of getting intoxicated, have blackouts, receive alcohol poisoning, and an increased risk of heart disease, arthritis, kidney disease, liver disease, and obesity, and psychological problems such as anxiety, depression, and insomnia.
Did you find out about anyone who has suffered from binge drinking?
Yes, I have, Jesse. Binge drinking has caused the death of many people, including Samantha Spady, who died in a fraternity house at Colorado State University after drinking about 30 to 40 alcoholic beverages in September.
Now I will be talking about drunk driving. Drunk driving is the operating of a motor vehicle while being drunk. Some of the reasons for drunk driving is after people drink, they realize they have to get home and they drive drunk. People don't think when they're drunk, and peer pressure. The consequences of drunk driving include injuries and deaths of drivers, passengers, and pedestrians, destruction of cars, trees, utility poles, and buildings, insurance rates of cars increase. Crashed vehicles of drunk drivers may cause severe traffic problems. Police officers enforcing drunk driving laws can't devote their attention to other, more important public safety problems. These risks include damage to the heart, liver, and brain.
Are there any real-life examples that you have come across in your research?
Yes, Kelly, there is one real-life example I have found. It's about a young dancer who died in 2006. Sheena Villa was the passenger killed in a drunk driving incident. The driver was driving her home from her 25th birthday party and was three times over the legal limit of being drunk. He was not paying attention and swerved into a nearby tree. Coincidentally, the tree where Sheena's parents were married. The drunk driver was not killed, but Sheena, a dance teacher, was rushed to the hospital and put on life support. They took her off the support that night, and the driver was sentenced to 5.5 to 12 years in state prison. What is another example of alcohol abuse, Felicia?
Well, Jesse, another type of alcohol abuse is underage drinking.
What exactly is underage drinking, and what can happen if you do drink underage?
Underage drinking is when a person who is not of legal age drinks alcohol. Some possible consequences for those who drink underage can be a mandatory loss of their driving privilege for 6 months, a minimum fine of $500, and a disorderly person's record. There is also always the possibility of injury or death.
Why would people take that risk?
There are many reasons why people take these risks, but one of the main reasons people do is because of peer pressure. Their friends lead them into bad behavior, and some just want to try to fit in. Others just think it is cool, so if they see other minors drink, they will drink too.
Can you tell us some statistics about underage drinking?
Surely. It has been reported that in a 2005 survey, about 10.8 million people ages 12 to 20 have consumed alcohol. Also, it was proven that 3 out of every 4 students have consumed alcohol by the end of high school.
Are there any real-life examples that you found about underage drinking?
Yes. Actually, I came across a story that I find quite interesting. A Pennsylvania woman, Ann Arnold, was sent to jail for 23 months for hosting an underage drinking party that resulted in the death of a 16-year-old girl. The teen drank very, very large amounts of alcohol, of vodka, rum, and beer, reaching a blood alcohol level of 0.44%, which was over 5 times the level at which an adult motorist is considered to be intoxicated in the state of Pennsylvania. Although the woman had not provided the alcohol for the party, she was home when it occurred.
Thanks, Felicia. Kelly will now tell us about drunkorexia.
Thanks, Jesse. Drunkorexia is the practice of replacing meals with booze and is usually taken part in by college-age women.
Why is this dangerous to your health?
Well, Jesse, because you completely cut food out of your diet when you have drunkorexia, you are constantly drinking on an empty stomach. This causes you to get intoxicated faster than usual, which can lead to medical problems such as memory blackouts and alcohol poisoning. Alcohol abuse increases the risk of esophageal cancer, heart disease, arthritis, kidney disease, liver disease, and obesity. It has also been associated with psychological problems such as anxiety, depression, and insomnia. Most of these diseases require professional treatment and hospitalization.
Why do people become drunkorexics?
People feel the need to become drunkorexics often because of the media's outlook on external appearances. After seeing movie stars and models, many people, mostly girls who have not even become overweight, feel inclined to change their appearance so they receive the same look as the models on the runways. They completely starve themselves for the sake of beauty.
What happens when you have drunkorexia?
When you have drunkorexia, you see yourself as fat, much like an anorexic, and fully replace daily meals with alcohol. What probably most of the drunkorexics don't realize is that alcohol is very high in calories, so it is not the best decision anyway to literally live on alcohol.
Is alcohol really that high in calories?
Good question. As it turns out, alcohol is very high in calories, 7 calories per gram. The number of calories contained in pure alcohol is twice as fattening as the amount of protein or carbohydrates. This is why the probability of losing weight as a drunkorexic is very slim.
If you ever consider partaking in any of these activities, just remember these things. Drunk driving causes injuries, destructions, and even deaths, and can easily be prevented.
Underage drinking is highly dangerous and can not only hurt you, but others also.
Binge drinking is dangerous and causes many illnesses and diseases, and many people have died, just like Sam Spady.
And always remember, drunkorexia is very jeopardizing to your health and does not accomplish the task of losing weight because alcohol is very high in calories.